on the road, if it can be called a road, with soldiers from Uganda who spearhead the African Union force. They're here with United Nations approval and financial backing from the West. Their task, stop the armed Islamist Al-Shabaab movement from creating a Taliban or Al-Qaeda-style state on Europe's doorstep. The Somali government can't do this itself because it's weak and divided.
We're heading now for one of the most dangerous parts of Somalia, about 100 or 120 kilometres north of the capital, Mogadishu. The African Union forces and Al-Shabaab clash here almost daily. There are Al-Shabaab positions on both sides of the vehicle I'm travelling in now, and we're heading for a Ugandan forward base.
Suddenly, there's an almighty explosion. I don't record that, but I do catch this.
The roadside bomb's just gone off just behind us. And the gunners on the armoured personnel carrier that we're travelling in are shooting in the direction of the bushes all around.
The roadside bomb targets a tanker of diesel fuel driving behind the heavily armoured vehicle I'm travelling in. The African Union soldiers from Uganda, a developing country but one with a relatively highly trained army built along British military lines, respond immediately. Gunners standing inside my vehicle, but with their heads poking through portholes in the roof, open up on the area around the roadside bomb, trying to kill whoever detonated it. The gunner above me pulls a new belt of bullets from an ammunition box at my feet. As he feeds the belt into his gun, the fresh bullets flap against my face, and red-hot, now empty cartridges spew out of the other side of the gun, raining down on my legs. We reach a Ugandan forward base to get ready for the night. But just a few minutes after arriving, an Al-Shabaab attack takes place at a nearby position. The next morning, I go to the position where the attack took place. Major James Masete is in charge here.
Around 21:30. That's when they came to attack our barracks. So when they came, they entered in our ambush. So they exchanged fire with our soldiers. That's what happened yesterday.
In the few days we were on the road with the African Union forces, there were at least 4 significant attacks by Al-Shabaab. It's one of the most powerful and resilient extremist Islamist groups in the world, and one of very few to hold big chunks of territory. But it's also significant that we're on this road at all. It's not just that no Western journalists have been on it for many years. Until late last year, most of it was held by Al-Shabaab, and it's only thanks to a difficult offensive that the African Union now have bases along it. It's the main route between the capital Mogadishu to the south and the strategically important northern town of Baidoa. But the question is, who's carrying out the Al-Shabaab attacks? In many cases, it's children. In a village held by African Union troops, a boy of 15 strips and reassembles an AK-47 assault rifle. He recently defected from Al-Shabaab. I can't give his name for fear of reprisals against him, but his story is corroborated as almost certainly true by Somalis I trust. At first, he says, I was sent into towns to shoot people in the head. Then I became a commander myself and sent others to carry out assassinations. Al-Shabaab are only interested in religion, the boy continues. They told me I would go to heaven when I died.